message today is Christ Ambassador. Christ Ambassador. And Christ Ambassador is the title. I want us to pray for ourselves briefly that whatever God wants to give you with, from this message, that nothing will hold it back. Pray for yourself quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, what you have to do to give me through this message, please give it to me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ Ambassador. When we say Christ Ambassador, it means Christ Representative. A country that have relationship with United States, United States always send at least one person to go to that country to represent them. That person in that country, they refer to him as an ambassador of the United States. So Christ Ambassador means somebody that is representing, that is in place of Christ, standing on behalf of Christ. That is Christ Ambassador. Every one of us, if you are a Christian, you are a Christ Ambassador. Title is not required. When we're talking about this topic, it's not about title. You may not be holding a microphone, but if you are a Christian, you are Christ Ambassador. Hallelujah. Now, I want to ask us a quick question. A quick question I have for you is, how can somebody be recognized as Christ Ambassador? Through his behavior, his character, yes? Walking in love, because Christ walked in love. Utterances, the way we talk, comparable to what Christ will say. Exactly. So, ambassador of a country will carry the flag of that country. If an ambassador of the United States goes to Nigeria now, and he goes to the market and he slaps somebody, guess what they will say? They will say, the United States slapped somebody. That's what it means. So, to be Christ ambassador means that you, everything about you is a reflection of Christ in you. One short video, somebody was talking about moon. Moon is a dry desert. No life in the moon. But it does sit down here and receive the reflection from the sun. And people on this side of the universe, we that live on earth, we see the moon at night. Everywhere is beautiful because it's just reflecting the sun. And we are seeing all this kind of beautiful color and we can see at night. That is because of the reflection. We Christians, we are the reflection of Christ. We are not the Christ, but we are the reflection. It's reflecting through us. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, by character, character is something that you exemplify, you show. The second one is by talking, by utterances, by what you say. We have said those two things. We show that we are Christ ambassador by the way we present ourselves, how we live our lives, and by what we say. Amen? We don't curse a lot in Africa. You only curse when you want to fight. But in America, curse is like a regular word. They use F language, MF language, YouTube, any kind of foul language. You know that you cannot call me a pastor and I'm using MFM, whatever, inside the marketplace and I'm, you know, it's because you say, but this is Christ that is being reflecting in us, right? I said character. I'm not going to talk about character. I want to talk about utterances now. Jesus Christ asked us to talk about him as his ambassador, preaching, evangelism. Now, in the book of Matthew chapter 28, let's go to that place. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. We're talking about how to represent Christ. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's read. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. The first phrase of that verse 19 says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Amen. Go and make disciples of all nations. How you make disciples of all nations is how Jesus made his own disciple. How did Jesus make his own disciple? He called them. He saw Peter, right? The fisherman. He said, follow me. I'll make you a fisher of mine. He saw another one, Andrew. He saw, tell me the disciples now. He saw John. He saw Matthew. Matthew was a scribe. He saw Luke was a doctor. He just called them randomly, irrespective of their profession. He just said, follow me and I'll make you a fisher of men. How did Jesus actually raise them? Jesus took them everywhere. He talked to them as his friend and also as the master. He spoke to them. He said, this is what you should do. At a point, he told them, he said, this is how you should pray. Right? He was teaching them, just like a student in the class. That is how you make disciples. Jesus Christ was telling us that we should make disciples of all the nations. That means if you are representing Christ, you must also talk about Christ to other people. Not just talk about Christ to other people, you must also raise people in the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who is commissioned to raise people, to raise men and women for God? Who is commissioned? We. Thank you, sir. All of us are commissioned to raise people in the way of the Lord. How can we raise people in the way of the Lord? We raise people in the way of the Lord by showing them, telling them what Christ requires of them. A lot of Christians today, they are good people, they are godly people, but they don't pay attention to that area anymore. today we don't really evangelize. We are still Christian. We are trying our best to serve God, but we don't make attempt to make other people to be Christians like us. We don't go out of our way anymore. The only people that will see them are those people that carry little bags all around on Saturday, knock the door and say, give us pamphlet, and even teach us error. But we that we know the truth, the Spirit of Christ is inside of us, we now keep Jesus to ourselves. We don't tell other people. We don't raise men. We are violating the instruction of Jesus. The last statement that Jesus Christ said, go and make the disciples of nations. How can you be a good Christian and you're not preaching? How can you be a good Christian and you're not telling your classmates? How can you be a good Christian and you're not telling your talking friends? How can you be a good Christian and you are not by one way or the other dropping the word that, you know what, it is good to be a Christian. You don't need to pound on them with religion. No. Religion, telling people, being dogmatic, telling people, pounding on people, trying to prove that you are better, is not the way of preaching the gospel. The way of preaching the gospel is to simply say, I was in problem, I prayed to God and God answered me. If you are also in this type of situation, I believe that if you pray or you let us pray together, God is also going to answer you. These are ways, there are many ways of preaching the gospel. Don't be afraid, don't be ashamed, don't pocket Jesus. Jesus Christ said, if you are ashamed of me on this earth, I will be ashamed of you in the presence of my Father in heaven. So brothers and sisters, it's not only about us asking God to come and heal us, help us, bless us, provide for us, protect us. No, it's much more than that. You are still supposed to preach Jesus to somebody. Hallelujah. Who doesn't have a friend? We have a friend. We have friends. We have family members. Hallelujah. You see those people that I cannot reach that you can reach. That is evangelism. There are some people, it doesn't matter. I can be preaching and fire will be coming out. They will not listen to me. You are the one they will listen to. It's not about perfection. It's not about, no. Just be yourself. Be an ambassador of Christ. That is all Christ is asking of you. Be an ambassador of Christ. Please don't let us get carried away with the title we are giving ourselves. That is not the way of Jesus. We don't even call Jesus a pastor. Jesus. The way of Christ is a way of simplicity. The way of Christ is a way that I can communicate. You can hear me. The way of Christ is that I can be of help. You will help me. You will be of help. I will help you. That is the way of Christ. The way of Christ is that you are there. I can pray for you. You can pray for me. That is the way of Christ. Don't let us carry religion on top of our head and forget Christ himself. We're talking about being Christ ambassador. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 to 16. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 to 16.
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Read again.
Okay. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid.
Amen. Thank you. He said, you are what? You are the light of the world. You know, sometimes after we have read the Bible several times, we are not thinking about it. Being the light means that you are the light. Means you are the light. You know, over here right now, we don't need light. Because there is already light. So the light we have here now is not popular. It's common. So that is not the type of light that Christ is talking about. Somebody listen to me. The type of light that Christ is talking about is when there is no light here. The whole place is dark, but you are the only light. All attentions are on you. Right? You are not able to look anywhere else for guidance than this light that you can find. Jesus Christ said, how can you be the light and you go and hide yourself under the desk, under the bushel? It doesn't make sense. You become useless. May you not be useless. May I not be useless. In the name of Jesus. Say, I shall not be useless. I will not be useless. I will be useful for Christ. Amen. What you have is good enough to win soul for Christ. Are you listening to me? You might have not read Genesis to Revelation. You might have not hold the microphone one day to preach. But everybody inside the church right now, what you have? Are you listening? What you have is enough to lead somebody to Christ. You know Jesus? You know who Jesus is? That's it. You know how Jesus, his mission? You know how he handled his life? You know where Jesus is right now? That is all you need. You don't need to quote a scripture for you to now know that you are preaching. Make life easy. Hallelujah. To bring this to a close, preaching and all these things we are talking about is a spiritual exercise. It's not a physical exercise. So the difference between you and somebody else, this thing we are talking about being a Christ ambassador, is about the Holy Spirit. It's not head knowledge. It's not a textbook. It's about the Holy Spirit. Meaning, the job is already done before they even ask you to do it. Amen? Why did God have to send Jesus to the world? You know, God is all-powerful. God is the Almighty. Okay, God can even send an angel, Gabriel or angel Michael or any angel, to come and deliver us. Why would God send Jesus and ask him to be born by Mary? As a human being, it's because God needs a human being to save another human being. Okay? Jesus has to become flesh for us to be saved. Jesus, God needs you as a human being, not an angel. He have legions of angels at a snap of his finger like this. Billions of angels can go on a mission. and he will not do it. He needs you. He needs a flesh. Somebody like me. Flesh carrier. Angels are no flesh carrier. That is where you are very important in the kingdom of God. And you must not disappoint God. Hallelujah. I don't speak Ghanaian language. Somebody who didn't understand English, who doesn't understand English, will never hear what I'm saying. Same thing. All of us. Anywhere we are. Amen. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, this is what Jesus Christ said. He said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Hallelujah. I've seen people that are blessed. They are gifted as orators. They are gifted as speakers. When they talk like this, you want to be licking their lips. And I've seen people that they cannot put one or two, three together, and they win a lot of souls for Christ. The difference is the Holy Spirit, not the sweet talk. So, he said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. If you just tell somebody Jesus loves you, it starts to ring on that person's mind by the time he sleeps. It's because the Holy Spirit is now involved. So, release yourself to the Holy Spirit and mighty works shall be done. Amen? In conclusion, there are a few rules that we need to understand when we're talking about being Christ ambassador. The first one is, you have to love God to preach about God. I remember in those days, they trained us so much that if you don't preach the gospel, you will die. Let's take it easy. Amen? We want you to love God. Are you loving to the extent that you want to talk about him? If you are proud of your son or of your daughter, what will you want to do? You want to tell your friend, have you met my son? Have you met my daughter? Right? That is how it's supposed to be. It comes out of you. You are proud of the love you have for God. Okay? Amen? The second thing is that be selfless to bear fruit for Christ. Preaching is not about making money. I know we have commercialized everything in our days. Preaching is not about making money. You can make money in religion. And some of them, they are justifiable, they are legal, they are right. Nothing wrong about it. Even the Bible says that if you walk on the at the altar where they make sacrifice, that is where you also eat. That's why the Levites, that's where they get their own salary in the Old Testament. Okay? But we're not talking about that. We're talking about don't commercialize preaching the gospel. I mean, I write books. I put it on Amazon. At least maybe you want to download it for 99 cents. Maybe 99 cents will mean something in another country. At least it's not free. It's not $0. So let's put that one aside. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when you want to preach gospel, you want to preach gospel because you love Christ. Amen? You love your friend. You love God. You want your friend to know God so that your friend will go to the kingdom of God. So that your friend will be delivered from the control of the devil. So you love God. That love brings a passion out of you. So that by the time you do all those things, God himself will be clapping for you that you are serving him. You are not doing high service. That is what I mean. Amen. Preach with sanctity. Okay? Preach with sanctity. Let's read that place. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17. We're talking about the rules of preaching the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17. Shall we read? For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with a stewardship. He said, if I do it willingly, what? I have a reward. God will reward me if I serve him from a willing mind. The Lord still rewards people. Amen? You may not have to be collecting a salary before you survive. Alright? You may not have to be getting a physical cash before God takes care of the future of your children. There is always a reward when you serve God. Some people give their material for God. Some people give a land for God. Some people give their car for God. So we're not talking about people that commercialize, but people that do willingly. There is no way that you invest to the kingdom of God that God will not compensate you back. If you now lead somebody to Christ, trust me, there's a reward for it. God will reward you. Amen? Amen. Now, the other when we're talking about sanctity, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. It says, therefore, let him who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall. He that stands should take heed lest he fall. Meaning that when you are preaching the gospel, also watch yourself. Don't preach the gospel as if you are a saint talking to a sinner. God wants us not to come as if we are the ruler of the universe. No, you are a servant. You are serving God. Even after you are preaching, watch yourself because you are also a fallible person. That you are able to overcome a temptation today does not make you a perfect man. Another temptation may come in a different way tomorrow. So all of us, both the preacher and the audience, everybody needs to watch themselves on a daily basis as children of God and be growing in the way of the Lord. Amen. Don't preach out of compulsion. Don't preach because if I don't preach. No, listen. Take it easy. Do you love God? Do you want to serve God? So serve God. Nobody is forcing you. Let it come freely from you. Then you are going to enjoy it. God is also going to enjoy it. And there will also be a fruit. If you force yourself, you are satisfying your ego. Don't do that. In conclusion, don't download. Don't download. We're talking about Christ's ambassadors. Don't download. I want you to know today that I know Psalm 1. Blessed is a righteous man. I don't even know that. That's sitting in the seat of... John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only God. Even as I'm talking, you know that this guy is not even thinking. Don't download. No, you are not impressing anybody. How can you impress God? God knows your heart more than you. Don't download. Let the Holy Spirit flow freely from your heart, and the name of God shall be glorified. Amen? Yeah. So that is the end of my preaching today. But I want to just summarize now in 1 minute that as a Christian, you have an obligation to talk about Christ, to exemplify Christ by action and by word. Amen? Do not pocket Jesus. Don't pocket Jesus. Don't be once a Christian, always a Christian, and I don't trouble the devil. The devil doesn't trouble me. Let everybody mind their own business. That is not the way of Christianity. If you get to the presence of God without you accounting for souls, you are going to be accountable in the presence of God. Everybody, there's a life that is attached with your life. Every soul has a life that is attached with his own life. Somebody that led me to Christ, if that person has failed, I will not be a Christian today. Everybody has a soul attached. So you must know that you have a responsibility. I am not teaching you to dodge your responsibility. Everybody has a responsibility. Why don't you buy a Bible for somebody? The lettering is so small, I need a big one. Buy a large print Bible for somebody. Buy the church cloth for somebody. He's asking for money to buy a jeans, want to look good and impress his girlfriend. Say, you know what? I saw a nice suit. It will fit you on Sunday morning. I will buy it for you. There are so many ways of motivating people to serve God. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to pray for yourself. This is one of the prayer of healing. It's not one of the prayer of miracle. But it's a prayer of being a Christ ambassador. And that is even more important than any other topic. Pray for yourself. Anyhow you feel God has spoken to you today, pray that God will help you. Pray for yourself. Help all of us to become true representative of Christ. In the name of Jesus, heaven will be clapping. Heaven will rejoice and say, I have found a servant and I have pleasure in him. I have pleasure in her. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we submit ourselves to you. Flesh cannot satisfy God. It is impossible for flesh to satisfy God. We choose to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit so that anyhow you want to use us, we will not reject it. Anyhow you want to use us, we will not rebel. We pray. What we will say that will make other people to love God? What we will do that will make other people to love God? Help us to do it in the name of Jesus. You say, after we have stand, we need to watch so that we too will not fall. Father, we pray that you will help us that we will not get carried away. We will not get carried away with preaching. We will not get carried away from being just evangelists. Help us also to watch ourselves so that after we have become preachers, we will not become cast away. We will not miss your kingdom. Give us your grace, Lord, we submit unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.